Yeah, I'll have a large extra butter popcorn, and she'll have snow caps? Really? Snow caps? They taste like cardboard. Okay.
Come along, it's time for you to listen to the interview from DC to MCU. It's time for Rundown Reviews. Rundown Reviews. Rundown Reviews.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to a brand new episode of Small Screen Rundowns. I'm your host, Joe, and with me today is... He's looking. He's coming.
Tell them who your actual guest is, because it's not me.
Apparently it's not you.
It's not me.
It's Gary the dog.
Gary the dog is here! No. Gary! Come be cute on a podcast.
I can't go around that.
No, you have to leave this little bit in. Okay, we'll send him back up in a second, and you can edit around that. But I will say...
I've got Emily with me today.
Hey, I keep hearing on TikTok that if you want to like flirt, you use your lower register voice. So I'm practicing it. Hey, how does that make you feel?
Wow. Anyway, we're here today. We're doing another TV comic book based TV show. This one is on Resident Alien. It was on Sci-Fi this year, January, like end of January to beginning of April, end of March. So 10 episodes. Math is hard.
Time is an illusion. Lunchtime doubly so. Yeah.
Tell me about it. But this show is based off of a comic book from, Dark Horse? Yes, from Dark Horse Comics. At same title. Where an alien comes to Earth, he gets stranded on Earth, this planet that he was supposed to destroy, and kind of becomes native isn't the right word, but he kind of likes the world that he became accustomed to.
Would you say his mission becomes emotionally compromised with gross human emotions?
We see that in the show a little bit. In the comic, it's not shown as much, but I've also only read the first volume, which is only the first four issues. And the comic, he has been here for like 5 years versus the show. He'd only been here like 5 months when introduce the character. So changes. It's going to happen.
Gary's opinion was that the show made a better choice with the shortened timeline.
You sure? I thought his opinion was keep scratching me.
Oh. I could have misinterpreted.
That's fair. But yeah, so we will do this, break it down similar to how we did with WandaVision. We'll go like three episodes at a time, and then the last four will be kind of together. So this show, it stars Alan Tudyk.
Which, let's be honest, that's what drew us to the show.
Yes, because we love us some Alan Tudyk.
He's the best.
He's awesome.
Thebomb.com, as we used to say in the 90s.
Yeah, we did used to say that, didn't we?
Back in the 1900s, yeah.
Yeah. He is the leading role. He plays Dr. Harry VanderSpiegel, who's also the alien.
You do eventually learn the alien's name, but it is...
Oh, no, it's unpronounceable. Unintelligible to human language.
Yeah, yeah. So. Non-trans... It reminded me a lot of Lilu from The Fifth Element. And we are all Dallas Corbin. Lilu. Got it. Lilu.
That's one thing I heard. We've got Sarah Tomko as Asta 12 Trees. She's the assistant to Dr. Harry VanderSpiegel.
Yeah, she's like the head nurse.
Yeah.
At this clinic in a very small town.
Yeah, town of patients.
Yeah.
Let's see. Corey Reynolds as Mike Thompson, the town's local sheriff. He was fun. I liked him.
Ooh, yeah.
Alice Weatherland as Darcy Bloom.
The fun bartender.
Bartender also... Not failed. Fail's not the right word. Injured
Olympian?
She got sidelined by an injury, yes.
Yeah, yeah, she definitely failed. She went to the Olympics. Yeah. That's not failing.
No, that's failing successfully.
Yes, yeah. Let's see here. Levi Filer?
We rehearsed these names before he pressed record.
Oh, I never rehearsed names. I go in there. I do it live.
Do it on the night.
As Ben Hawthorne, the town's mayor. He's a young mayor. Looked like he was definitely in his, like, his early 30s.
He had, late 20s, early 30s. Pete Buttigieg vibes. Yeah.
Holy shit, yeah, he did.
Yeah.
Hmm, okay.
You're welcome.
Thanks. Judah Prien as Max Hawthorne, his son.
Yep.
Who is the only person in patients that could actually see through Harry's
disguise.
He only saw Harry ever as an alien. That was fun.
Yeah.
We've got Elizabeth Bowen as Deputy Sheriff Liv Baker.
Oh, who is my personal favorite character of the entire show. I heart her. I guess if I was Gen Z, I would stan her. I love her so much. We'll discuss her later.
She was very awesome. Let's see. Ben Cotton as Jimmy, who's Asta's ex-husband.
He's a jerk. Don't worry about him.
Meredith Gerritsen as Kate Hawthorne. She the mayor's wife and school teacher.
Yep.
Gracelyn Awad. I'm gonna butcher this. I apologize. So hard. Gracelyn Awad Rinke as Sahara. What was the name?
We're gonna cut that out.
Yeah.
Gracelyn Awad Rinke as Sahar.
Sounds kind of right.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was Max's friend and who couldn't see Harry but believed him when he said he saw an alien.
Oh yeah, she's my little conspiracy theorist. I love her.
Yeah, she was cool. Kaylayla Rain. As Jay. Okay. Let's see. Deborah Finkel as Abigail Hodges, the wife of Sam Hodges. We'll get to Sam here in a minute. There was a friend, Judy, who Darcy always... Who's a friend who they call each other sluts and skanks, but they're like best friends, so whatever. Gary Farmer as Dan 12 Trees, Astra's father. Foster father? No.
No, Asta's father.
Real father?
I thought that was her dad.
I don't think it was her real dad. I think it was adoptive dad. That's the word, adoptive dad.
Oh, I did not pick up on that.
I thought they said that in like first, second episode. Okay.
Cut that out.
I think I cut out not much anymore. Mandel McGon. Morgan. I do not know words hard. As Lisa Casper, a psychopathic woman who works for General McAllister. She's one of the government agents who is looking for Harry, along with Alex Bermira as Lieutenant David Logan. They come to patients to try to find this alien. And they're working, like I said, work for General McAllister, who's played by Linda Hamilton.
Oh, you got that name right.
Well, I know that name. Elvie plays Isabella, who is Harry's estranged wife. She pops up for a couple episodes. She's fun. And then Michael Cassidy as Ethan Stone, a charismatic doctor meant to replace Harry as a new town doctor. He doesn't show up till like the very end, but there was a couple of guest stars, but we'll get into that as we discuss the episodes. So we'll go through these high level, just kind of get the major point talking points. But, you know, the show starts out, and we see this alien ship. No, sorry. The show starts out, and we see this guy fishing on this pond. And then the sheriff rolls up, and he's calling to him. And turns out it's Harry, the alien.
Yes.
Because when he turns around, you see his alien face. And they inform, the sheriff informs Harry that, hey, there's a murder that happened in town, or somebody died in town, and we need you to come look at it. And Harry's like, well, I'm not a practicing doctor anymore. Why don't you get the actual doctor? It's like, that's the problem. It was the actual doctor that died. So this draws Harry into the town of Patience and inevitably draws him into staying there, like connecting with people.
Yes.
Over time.
He becomes part of the community.
Yeah. Looks like it gets revealed that the doctor was killed and he's trying to figure out, he's got a weird way of doing things, which I think is what attracted us to the show. The commercials, again, Alan Tudyk, yes, but he's just being so weird and everybody just accepts it. The town just thinks, oh, okay, this is
just another eccentric dude.
Yeah. Well, and they knew this doctor lived in this cabin. The cabin that he lived in on this lake was miles outside of town. Like,
yeah, it's a secluded hunting cabin, yeah, type situation.
And he, I think they even say at one point that he showed up before winter and then hadn't left the entire time. So I think it was like 5 months or something like that. So it was kind of like, yeah, he's just weird. I guess we just accept it. So the whole episode plays along and we start getting introduced to the cast, which I had named. And by the end of the episode, Harry, who has now kind of accepted the role as the town doctor for the time being, although I think he even says, if I remember correctly, like he's fine with staying for as long because it gives him human contact. Like we said, he's grown accustomed to the town. He makes the judgment call that Sam, the original doctor, committed suicide at first. Until he gets to the funeral, and I think Asta says something to him that kind of triggers his memory. And, oh, I forgot to say, he learned all of his doctoring and police work from Law and Order.
Dun-dun. Yeah, no, the 4 or 5 months that he spent secluded up in that cabin after he crash-landed here on Earth, he spent that time watching Law and Order.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was fun.
Maybe we should explain what Alien Harry did to real Harry.
Oh yeah, that did happen in this episode, didn't it?
Yeah.
So he comes to the cabin and just bursts in and sees the real Harry. Well, real Harry freaks out. Does he fire a gun at him? I can't remember. I don't think he does.
Can't remember.
But he gets something happens and Alien Harry accidentally kills real Harry.
Mm-hmm.
Gets thrown into the frozen lake, and then real Harry freezes to death. So that's why he took the form of Harry, because, well, he's dead. I guess I could just be him.
His species has the ability to manipulate their bodies to look like any other living organism. So that's pretty handy.
A little bit.
Yeah.
while everything's going on, this is when we also get, in the episode when we get Max, the mayor's son, sees Harry and sees that he's an alien and freaks out. Like, he's running away from him constantly.
Screaming the whole time.
I'm pretty sure at the very end of the episode, after the funeral, which we'll get back to that in a second, he's in the Max is in the office to get, like, a shot or a checkup, and Harry walks in, and he's like, oh, it's you, and he, like, tries to kill him.
Yeah.
For, like, the second time, I think?
I think there's at least, like, 3 murder attempts the first episode.
Yeah. And Max, like, jumps out the window. It's pretty fun.
Flee!
But back at the funeral, Asta says something to Harry that kind of leads him to believe that what Sam was doing, and so he, while the funeral was going on, opens up the casket and, like, examines him. It was, again, one of those weird things. But he figures out that he tried to give himself a tracheotomy but failed, and that's, he basically bled out. The reason he tried to give himself a tracheotomy was because he was poisoned, and so he was trying to get his airways, the doctor Sam was trying to get his airways free. So there actually was a murder. Like, he didn't do it. It wasn't suicide.
Dun dun.
Roll into the second episode here. And, oh, wait, this is where, second episode is when he's trying to kill Max.
We're just explaining we're doing chunks it all of together. Episodes together.
This is the episode where basically Harry's just trying to kill Max the entire time. And we get some more stuff about the town. Like, I think in these first blocks of episodes, I believe we learn about the 59, which is named after a bar, but the bar was named after, words are hard sometimes, for the 59 miners that went back to save one miner. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not great logic. It's heroic, I guess, but
I think even Harry mentioned something about that, how that was just kind of stupid.
Heroic acts aren't the most intelligent acts. It's fine.
Yeah. Something that happened, it was some mining accident that happened in the 80s?
1880s, for all I know.
Oh, yeah, it'd be mining, so probably before that. Regardless, it's an important legacy for the town.
Right.
We also get Harry up on the mountain of outside of Patience, looking for broken pieces of his ship.
Yeah, he spends most of the season looking for devices that are from his ship, looking for tools that he had on his ship to help complete his mission.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I know we're like 20 minutes in, but I probably should say, spoiler alert, because this is one of those properties that not a lot of people, I don't think, it got a second season. But I don't think a lot of people actually watch this.
Isn't the inherent nature of all of your podcast a spoiler?
Well, yes, but if this is something I want people to watch, I don't want them to be ruined by...
Oh, then maybe we shouldn't discuss episode by episode?
Yep, too late. We're doing it.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say. Like, with WandaVision, you went through the entire season.
But with WandaVision, everybody watched it.
Yeah.
I think 1.28 million views on this one.
Oh, okay. It's not bad.
It's not bad. I mean, like I said, it got a second season.
Yeah.
But I just, compared to, like, WandaVision or Falcon and Winter Soldier.
With the exposure of, there wasn't exactly Resident Alien talk on TikTok.
Yeah. So, again, we only watched it because of Alan Tudyk.
Yes.
Which I'm sure drew a lot of people in.
Yes.
But,
yeah.
So.
Episode 3.
I'm trying to figure out, along with Harry looking for his ship, at the very end of the episode, which is, I think, where you passed out.
We don't need to tell my secrets.
But we watched it at, like, 8 o'clock at night. You were tired. We get this hiker who's trying to take a selfie, like, at some other part of the mountain, and falls over the cliff, and then falls... Well, doesn't hit the ground, like he's just floating in midair. And then we get the two military people, which we don't know the military at the time, come up and they find this guy who's still floating there along with like birds and a couple other things. But frozen to death, he's dead. So we can see interesting things happening. Third episode, we get... The very beginning, we get this fisherman, another fisherman, who finds Harry's foot.
The real
Harry's foot.
Pulls a foot out of the lake while fishing, which is not the catch you want, but, you know, it's the catch of the day.
That was nice. Which prompts the sheriff's department, the police, to come to the lake and start looking. And it also prompts Harry to be like, yeah, I gotta find that body.
Yeah.
Hardcore now, which come to find out is why he was fishing in the first place.
Yeah,
to find the body, because he realized, oh wait, that lake is unthawing. That's a problem. Yeah, so he does end up getting the body, finding it eventually.
Stores it in the meat freezer in his basement.
You know what? It worked.
It's worked in countless true crime stories. Dun dun.
And especially when the sheriff comes later on with his dog and they go right down to the meat freezer.
Oh, yeah.
And Harry's all freaking out like, okay, I'm going to have to kill the sheriff
and the dog
and the deputy. But when they open up the meat freezer, it's a bunch of meat on top of the frozen real Harry.
Yeah.
Bison meat. And the sheriff was fun.
The sheriff is a kooky character.
He is very oblivious to things, too.
What?
Especially when the deputy basically points out things left and right of, like, logic.
The deputy has basically everything solved within, like, the first 4 or 5 episodes of everything that is basically going on. She's got, like...
She's got the outline.
Yeah.
And she doesn't have everything...
But the sheriff is so mean to her all the time. Unjustly so.
Yeah, does not... He respects his dog more than he respects her, which is terrible.
Yeah.
That does get fixed.
Yeah.
But, yes. This is where we also meet Sahar. Sahar?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Max's best friend.
Yep.
Max being the little boy that can see through Harry's disguise.
And is trying to get other people to see. Like, I think in, like, the second episode, he actually gets the Deputy Liv to do a sketch.
Just listen to him.
Yeah.
She just does. She listens to him. Yeah.
It's awesome. And so, trying to just, I think, like, he gets these sketches put up around town, and that's which prompts Harry to go kill Max.
Yep.
But Sahar is the only, like I said, the only one that believes Max the entire time. Also in this episode, we get Darcy flirting hardcore with Harry.
Yeah.
I think they go on a bowling date, and...
Oof. It's, yep, Harry is not human.
No, he doesn't pick up on any of the subtle hints that Harry Darcy is trying to give off.
Yeah, that's fine.
Also, in this episode, we have the minor sub-story of Asta finding out that there's a prescription pad missing from the doctor's office. That's weaves in and out of episodes throughout the rest of the season. Yeah, what did you think about these first 3 episodes?
I wasn't sure I was totally sucked in yet. I was willing to commit because of Alan Tudyk. I really, really liked him. And the actress that plays Asta, I liked her vibe.
She was cool.
But when it came to, like, kooky town full of silly characters, I wasn't 100% sold yet, but I wanted to see it through.
Okay. Same, like, it was one of those where Alan Tudyk drew me in. The show itself, I mean, I like those. Another show that we watched together.
Yeah, because we don't have a lot of those anymore.
No, we don't.
Post Game of Thrones, we really don't. I mean, I guess The Mandalorian has become that.
Westworld kind of became that, sort of.
Yeah, well, we were forced to stay home because of the quarantine.
So we did. We had no.
We had to. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just because of the nature of our jobs, we don't have a lot of time to sit down together as, like, boyfriend, girlfriend. And so having one little thing together was kind of nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that was, I mean, one that helped me watch it. The second thing is, again, like, Alan Tudyk. I laughed every time Harry tried to kill Max, like,
yes.
Every attempt.
I don't normally endorse child murder, but that one was pretty funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cut the brakes on the bike as he's going downhill.
Yeah.
I think I can't remember. He didn't have, like, a diagram play out in his head, did he? Of what was going to happen? I know in the opening credits, there was always,
the,
like,
the opening credits
is
usually, like, in
little...
the instruction manual on how to human. And I think that was that.
Okay.
I think that's what
that
was.
That might be what I'm thinking of. Yeah. So that's fun.
Yeah.
Next
block.
Next block of 3. The next block of episodes starts out with the mayor inviting Harry to dinner because, local doctor, he's doing a good job. Also, we want to prove to our son that you are not a alien.
Yeah, you're obviously not an alien. So please come to our house, have food with us. Now, does Harry invite Darcy or does Darcy invite herself? I can't remember.
A little column A, a little column B.
Yeah.
Because he's like, I need to, he wanted Asta to come.
Mm.
And I think Darcy was like, well, I like food. And, well, then you will come with me.
Right.
Kind
of
thing.
Yes.
So.
The dinner goes great. Absolutely great. By that time, Max and Sahar have decided that they're going to play this game. They're going to play it out and they're going to trap Harry. they're going to get the info on him, right? They're going to prove that he's an alien. So Max spends the whole dinner being like super, super sweet to him, which was so funny. And everything was going great until it comes out that Mayor Fake Buttigieg and Darcy used to date.
Technically, they never broke up.
BFFs since high school.
They date in high school.
Yeah.
And never broke up. And now he's married to Kate. And technically, I think Darcy's like, oh, so you're kind of cheating on me. And Kate's just sitting there like,
you're in my home.
What the hell are you doing?
Oh, man. Never trust people who stay in their hometowns. Wait a minute.
Technically, I'm not in my hometown.
Okay, good. Then you're fine.
I mean, I was born here, but I didn't live here. Really. Anyway, sorry. But yeah, so while Max is trying to keep everybody in the house, Sahar grabs Harry's keys from his truck and goes and makes copies of them.
I love her.
She is amazing. Of course, dinner goes about as well as you might think.
Right.
Ends, and I think that just, yeah, that's kind of...
Yeah, the plan to get the keys copied works great. Dinner goes great. And then, everyone goes their separate ways.
So at the... Toward the end of the episode, we got, Deputy Liv, vents her professional problems to Darcy at the bar, if I remember correctly. Might not have been at the bar. Just, they're talking, and she's having trouble with the sheriff. But this is where we also get, Harry is out doing something, not entirely sure why. It's probably still searching for his stuff, but the kids go to the cabin and they find the apple floating on this device, one of Harry's devices. And when they go to touch it, they get knocked unconscious.
They get zapped. Dude, I thought those kids were dead. Yeah. I really thought those kids were going to die.
Well, it doesn't help that when Harry comes down and he finds them and he sees that they're not dead. He's actually mad that they're not dead. Because he's trying to kill him.
Would make his job easier.
Throws him in two giant duffel bags and goes upstairs. And there's this woman in the cabin. The woman is the real Harry's wife.
Dun dun.
And that's why, like, in the episode, he's got the bags over his shoulders and she's like, I mean, I'm got the keys. I'm still your wife. And he just drops them hard on the floor.
Big old thunk.
Yeah. And then we get onto the next episode. Isabel is, here in town, and she's just trying to figure out why Harry is being so weird and why he
ghosted her.
Based hardcore.
And like, just dipped.
What hasn't really said anything in the last 5 months.
Yeah.
When do I? This
it becomes kind of apparent that they were on the rocks anyway. Like,
correct.
Like, divorce papers had already been printed.
Yeah, she was here. I think the whole main reason she was here to get those signed by him. But she didn't really want it. I think it was just one of those that they had been separated for so long that she wanted to find out why he...
Right. Closure.
Yeah. And in doing that, a spark kind of happens again.
Harry learns about human sexuality.
That was fun. I do like that also in this episode. I can't remember exactly when, but Isabel goes to the 59 and is talking to Darcy.
Yes.
And they're literally talking about the same guy.
Commiserating about how men are jerks and they're just the worst and how dare they. And, oh, it's the same guy.
But they don't realize it's the same guy, I don't think, until next episode.
Right.
But it was just like, we watching it was like, oh, this is not good. Yeah. This is going to be bad when it actually figures out. And then, yeah, like, it figures out. And Darcy wasn't too happy about that.
Darcy doesn't have a good time.
Yeah. There is a Sahara is able to broker a truce between Harry and Max.
She's basically the UN. She's better than the UN. I love her. Again, absolutely love her.
I can't remember exactly why. Oh, because Harry had made a suggestion earlier that Max is kind of going crazy and that the parents should send him away. Send him to a different, out-of-state school.
Yes.
And Max was like, well, no. What? Why? No. What?
Yeah.
And so they're able to, like I said, broker this truce and not get him to get sent away. And actually, it kind of turned out better because now that somebody knew that Harry was an alien, he could actually talk to them about human questions and get actual answers. Yeah, it's answers from a kid perspective.
Well, you know, from the mouth of babes.
And they're usually the better ones.
Yeah.
This is where we also find out that Jay, who is working at the doctor's office as an intern.
Yeah, she's an intern at the clinic.
Finds out that Asta is her real mom.
Yes.
Biological mom. And that, again, one of the background things that kind of weaves its way through the entire series. And we also, at the very end of this, we've got the deputy coming to the sheriff, letting him know that Sam, the first doctor, was poisoned.
Yes, toxicology reports came back. Botulism!
Yeah.
Botulinum?
Botulism.
But the bacteria, is botulinum. Whatever that stuff is, it's botulinum.
Okay.
But it's botulism is the poisoning. Yes.
I got away. I forgot to mention. The end stingers of a couple of these episodes dealt with the two military people. One of them was
the psychopath and the nice guy.
Yeah. One of them was they're at this bar in this town around patients. It wasn't actual patients, but, this guy was talking about how when,
he saw a spaceship
years ago, a year ago or so, he saw a spaceship. He also saw this alien sucking on some cow udders.
I mean, as we all do.
Because he needs milk.
Right.
And he's like, I'm going to be writing a book, and I'm going to be a tell-all. And instead of just asking for more information, the psychopathic girl just kills him.
Oh, straight up murders him in a parking lot.
Yeah.
She's a lot to handle.
Yeah. Lisa. Lisa's her name.
She doesn't need a name. But she's me. She's a jerk.
She is. We'll get to what happens there in the next block. So, last episode of this one, episode 6, we get the introduction of the new doctor in the town, Ethan Stone.
The Gooper.
I recognize him from somewhere, and I can't remember where.
Well, while you Google that actor's credentials, I will just say, when this new guy was introduced, I spent the rest of the season assuming he was an alien. That he was a rival alien species or something like that. Did I have any proof for that? No. Did the show technically suggest that in any way, shape, or form? No. But man, that guy was a goofy goober.
That's where he's from. Okay.
Where's he from?
He was in Smallville, one of the seasons of Smallville.
Okay.
But he was also Jimmy Olsen in the Batman vs. Superman Ultimate Edition. Well, I guess just Batman vs. Superman.
Haven't seen either of those. Okay. Well, I've seen Batman vs. Superman. I just haven't seen the Ultimate Edition.
He's in the regular edition as well. He gets killed off in the first 5 minutes.
Yeah, like you do.
Yeah. Anyway, we want to talk about that one because that's a whole different episode. And this sets Harry on a jealousy path because this new doctor is this hot new thing, and he's like, well. But I'm still cool, right?
Well, and the longer Harry stays in human form, the more human he is becoming in regards to emotions and feelings and logic, I guess, or, you know, the illogic things that humans do. And Harry starts to feel left out,
yeah,
buddy.
So much so, he challenges them to an arm wrestling contest. And basically
dislocates his arm. Yeah. In our discussions of these six episodes so far, have we discussed what Harry's actual mission is?
I mentioned that he was there to destroy the world. Okay. Yeah.
Let's just reiterate that. Harry wants to destroy this planet, and yet he still wants to
be accepted.
He still wants to be accepted by the people he wants to kill.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's weird, but we like it. A lot of this episode is the deputy and the sheriff investigating the stolen drug description or drug pad.
Prescription pad, yeah.
Prescription pad. The sheriff is talking to the kid who was handing out these drugs. He was playing both good cop and bad cop
at the same time,
which is really weird.
Yeah,
was funny.
It was very Smeagol Gollum.
Yeah, and Liv is just like, the deputy is just like, this is fine. And she basically, this entire time she's been doing her own investigation, not only for this but for everything else too. To the point where they figure out that janitor is the guy who, what was it?
He bought the pad off of somebody, right?
I think, yes. Because the kid was bought the drugs from the janitor. Yeah.
How the drugs are getting dispersed into the community is not as important as it is when we find out who actually stole the pad.
Correct. Let's see. We do get a flashback at the very beginning of this episode with a very young General Wright.
Lynn with Hamilton. Her dad.
They are lighthouse keepers.
Yep.
And as a kid, I can't remember, did her dad get abducted or he die? I can't remember exactly. Or was it just that she was obsessed with the lights?
Yeah, she saw a spaceship hover over the lighthouse.
Yeah, when she was like 10.
Yeah, she took photographs of it with her Polaroid, and it sparked an obsession.
Okay, and this is where we see David trying to convince the military to invest in searching for aliens.
Which they kind of already do, but that's not the point.
Yeah, but he got kind of laughed out of the meeting and almost got kind of put on vacation.
Because
she was in the meeting.
Right.
And then when he leaves, she's there in his car.
Who are you talking about?
Linda Hamilton. Right?
Who is this guy that you're talking about? Okay, you didn't say that.
I did say that. I did.
I didn't hear you that. You didn't hear it. I heard dad.
I said, David.
Okay.
Okay, yeah. Gotcha. Okay. But yeah, she is in the back of David's car. And it's like, look, I can't say in front of these other men that, yes, you need to go search for this, but you need to go search for this. And here's your partner, Lisa, psychopath.
Here's this psychopath. Nice
which
boy.
I think might be her daughter. It never says.
It didn't say that.
It never says that.
Yeah.
But
much like the other doctor is also an alien theory, it's just your headcanon.
Yeah, yes. Which I'm not against that theory either. And I know I kind of glossed over that when you said it, but I'm not against that theory. And this is where we also find the last episode, Lisa and David found Harry's spaceship. This one, we've got General Wright coming in and recognizing the spaceship because she still has that Polaroid.
Mm-hmm.
And it matches up with what she saw 50 years prior.
Yeah.
So at the end of this episode, What'd you think of this? These three? What were your thought process?
By this part into the season, I was heavily invested. Heavily invested. Between the different mysteries in the town that people were trying to solve, between the expanding involvement of aliens just in general in the story, I was more involved. And then just Alan Tudyk just getting weirder and weirder and weirder.
Well, seeing his reaction to, oh, I have a wife now. What do I do?
Like, yeah, Google.
Everything he had, like there's one point where Asta invites him to...
Oh, to the reservation. Yeah, to help out with a couple medical problems. Yeah.
I can't remember. Yeah. And he's Googling it on the way, what to do, how to shoot up this, the injection into the spine. Spinal injection. I can't remember exactly what it's called. And it's like, I'm going to learn this real quick so I don't fuck it up.
Yeah. Listen, Google's free. Use it.
Also, when he was playing basketball with the guys.
Oh.
He was doing such a terrible job.
Listen, Alan Tudyk is a great actor, not a good baller.
But that's why he's a good actor.
Yes.
Same way. I really enjoyed this set. I was definitely in. And I did like how... I like that we kind of built up and watched a few in a row versus watching it week to week. Not that week to week is bad, but it was nice to binge it a little bit. Not much. We didn't have all that time.
No, well, and me personally, if I sit down anywhere, literally anywhere, and the sun is going down, I fall asleep. So we only have like 45 minutes. For us to watch anything, or else I'm out.
Unless you are really invested, then you miraculously stay up for two episodes.
I somehow did.
So on to the last block, episode 7. One thing we forgot at the very end of episode 6, Harry, after drugging Isabel to actually go do things, he goes to his ship, where his ship is, because he's got all of his parts, well... most of his parts now. He needs like one more major thing, but he's got majority of his parts where, well, he gets his ship, he can go actually go look for that major thing. But he goes to a ship and his ship's missing. Because by this point in time, the government has already taken it and moved it.
Right.
But we also get Isabel following him and finally at the point of, I don't know what you're doing. You've been drugging me. This is bullshit. I'm out.
And she... yeah,
she leaves. She's done.
So that problem's solved. Good job, Harry.
I'm sure she'll come back. Maybe. Not just for him, but just in the show. She was fun. But this episode we get Harry drugging himself. This says in a drug and alcohol induced blackout. I think this is where he takes like a shit ton of whatever pills.
He takes the Ambien and the hometown whiskey that they make there.
And then he starts having hallucinations of the real Harry, basically condemning him and
scolding him
for not finishing his mission and failing to do all that. This episode, we also see later on, like, at this point, Darcy and Asta get him, and they smoke something out of a bowling pin.
Yes, their
makeshift bong. But they go to this Japanese restaurant, and Harry ends up talking to the octopus, played by... Nathan Fillion?
Yes.
Which is fun.
I almost said Norm MacDonald, but no.
Nope, wrong guy. Again, this really reiterates that apparently octopi are aliens, for one, which, okay.
Yes. I 100% believe that.
You know what? Why not? But also, like, look, you also need to just do your mission. Like, save us all.
Finish this.
Yeah. So, this leads Harry to find the final piece. And he realizes that because Max can see not only see him, which we didn't explain this. Apparently, there's like a small percentage of the human race that has this
genetic anomaly.
Yeah, so that's why Harry, or Max, could see Harry through his disguise. He can also see every like alien piece, like it glows to him.
Yeah.
So he's like, Harry thinks, all right, cool. He gets the telescope, props it up at the mountain. It's going to make it a lot easier. Max can see where it's at, basically. And he does. He sees this glowing green thing, beacon, on the mountain, and points it out to Harry. And then Harry's like, all right, cool. I'm going to go there. And Max's like, no, you can't. That's like
the glacier.
Yeah. Like, that's bad.
Yeah.
Harry's wants nothing to do with it, and he goes off. And then when he does that, Asta and Darcy see Max and Harry arguing. They go to Max to figure out what's going on. Max reluctantly tells him he's going up to the glacier. So Darcy and Asta follow. End of the episode, he's right there. He's near his device. This is the device that he needs to kill everybody. The glacier gives way. And they go falling into a crevice.
Crevasse. Dun dun.
Next episode is basically...
It's half of a bottle episode because it's Darcy and Asta and Harry down in the crevasse.
Mm-hmm.
And then the half that's not a bottle episode is the town rallying to try to get up there during the middle of this incredible storm to try to save them.
Yeah. Oh, one thing we've forgotten, I think it was last episode, was Liv quitting.
Yeah.
She stopped being deputy because, well...
The sheriff
isn't respecting her.
Yeah.
Again, like I said earlier, like, he respects his dog more than he respects the deputy, which is bullshit.
Yeah.
Because that plays a part, I think, in later on. Yeah, you're right. Like, this episode is actually fairly quick. Darcy is still hanging on. Like, she had grappled in. I don't know the actual term, but, like, grappled in or tethered in, roped in, whatever. She was trying to climb out when they first initially got dropped. And then it drops again. So she is unconscious, hanging by the wire while Harry and Asta get down deeper into the glacier. And so majority of their arc is Harry gets injured and starts to bleed out and starts to turn back into his alien form. So Asta finally finds out he's an alien.
Yeah.
And she helps him basically survive.
Yeah.
Once they do get out, his leg is injured to the point that if it doesn't get chopped off, he's going to die. And, you know, they make a big deal about it. And Asta is like, I can't do this. Her dad, who finds out, I love how he finds out, like, he comes walking in the back room, sees all the blood throughout the kitchen of his diner, walks in the back room, sees alien... full alien on the table, and is like, nope, ain't doing this. Nope. Walks back out.
I don't blame him.
No, I don't either. But he does. Asta convinces him. He comes in. He chops off the leg.
Yeah,
that's how that episode ends.
Now, well, they get out of the crevasse because Darcy
got out. They all got out.
But how did they get out? Darcy goes like the 1,000 extra miles to pull herself up with like a broken hand.
Yeah.
And then like send ropes back down for the, like, she was incredible.
Darcy's cool. Like, she's got her moments of being the like college crazy.
Mm-hmm.
But I felt bad every time she tried to flirt with Harry and him not reciprocate.
Sure.
Let's see here. Yeah, so that we get end that episode with Harry's leg chopped off. Beginning of next episode, another big thing is Harry was injured. Darcy drove all of them to the hospital, and then Asta, like, ghosted her at the hospital. Which,
right, because, you can't let Harry be seen in his alien form. Mm-hmm.
But that kind of that upsets Darcy to the point where in the next episode she is trying to confront Asta, but Asta is like ignoring her phone calls. Also, there's the one time when Darcy calls out on when Asta's lying. Like, you have a tell. What do you mean I have a tell?
Patting her shoulder and moving her hair behind her ear. And
like, those are your tells that you're lying.
What? No.
I saw a fun little artist doodle on Instagram about that. And then it flashes back to another drawing of when Harry says something to Asta in the cave. And like something about dying. I can't remember exactly what. And she's like, no, patting him on the shoulder.
Oh my God, she did.
Yeah.
It is her tell.
So this episode 9 was kind of fun. We get Harry gets his leg grows back.
Right, it grows back pretty quick.
Yeah, which was pretty good. But then he's like, I have to find my one last piece to finish my device. Because it's broken, and I need an alien, something from aliens themselves to fix my device.
He needs alien tech from the Greys to help him repair his technology. And because Harry is an unreliable person, Oz is like, oh, like a phone? Are you trying to phone home? Are you trying to radio home? He goes, yeah, yes, definitely. Not a device to kill every human on the planet. Definitely no. It's a radio. Yes, I have to communicate. Yes, so radio.
They go to an alien convention.
Oh, they don't just go to an alien convention. They go to the one. Oh my God, I'm blanking on. What is the name of that place? There was a huge incident.
That wasn't Roswell. That wasn't a Roswell thing.
No. I know it's not Roswell, but there was a huge event there because there's a military base nearby there.
Oh.
And there's like tons of activity in that area. What is the name of that place? Oh God, it's going to kill me.
So Asta thinks that he'll be able to find parts to his device here. Turns out a lot of the people there are kooks, except for the one guy. The alien hunter. Because at the beginning of this episode, we had a flashback to this guy and his wife, pregnant wife, on a bus. And then they get abducted. And his baby, gets taken from her womb.
It was an intense cold open.
Yeah.
Like, frozen people. Like, not frozen people, but like people held in stasis. She was like floating belly up in the light. Oh man, it was crazy.
And turns out this was the same guy, the alien hunter, who was played by Terry O'Quinn, who's awesome.
From Lost, you might remember.
Or Rocketeer.
Sure, yeah, that's a reference.
That hurts a lot. But the other fun thing is we get the guy from the hair guy with the
I just
the
saw
alien
his name
show.
Too
oh, his name is
he's from Ancient Aliens.
There we go.
Yeah,
that's his name. Aren't you want to read it?
Oh, Giorgio Tsoukalos.
Thank you.
Tsoukalos.
Aliens.
Yeah, like the meme when the guy with the hair and the hands up by his head. Aliens.
Yeah, it was fun to see him. Like, and then because that whole scene is Harry bursts in and the guy's just talking because whatever, and Harry just eats his fruit bouquet.
Yeah,
the
like
entire fruit bouquet.
He gets like a personal lecture from this Tsoukalos guy about Ancient Aliens, which I could okay. Listen, that theory is so problematic. Just real quick, okay. So, like, when you discuss the Ancient Aliens theory, just know that it very quickly turns into a group of white people sitting around a table saying that, well, there's no way those brown and black people could have ever built anything that cool. Had to have been aliens, probably Nordics, probably gays, you know, the white ones. It's problematic, okay? Just be very careful with this conspiracy discussion, okay? All right, I love you. Goodbye.
I mean, aliens were at the first Thanksgiving, according to South Park.
I'm just going to keep looking for this one thing that I've been looking up this whole time.
Okay.
Dulce.
Dulce?
Yes. Yes.
Was that?
That's the name of the facility.
Okay.
And then that was the name of the town that the convention was at.
Okay.
And it was like a really big event. So it was funny that they were having a convention about aliens there.
Gotcha.
Okay.
I remember that now. I'm pretty sure I heard that. I just don't.
New Mexico.
That makes sense. Yeah. So while Asta and Harry are off at that Dulce, Lisa and David get invited to a dinner party over at Ben and Kate's, the mayor's house. And Max is... Where was Max? Max is gone.
Max and Sahar went to the movies.
Is that where they went?
Mm-hmm. Okay. And like actually went to the movies. Like didn't... They weren't spying on Harry or anything.
Well,
like,
yeah, Harry,
they actually
gone.
Went, yeah.
But the funny thing is Lisa kept asking, oh, we thought we were going to see your son and this and this and that and that. It's like, one, that should have been red flag.
Yeah.
But she ends up going into Max's room and finding the one little piece of alien tech that he had hidden. And Max, being a smart kid, had camera set up.
Yes.
So, good for him.
Which, I don't know if you know this, but Apple devices have a security setting where, like, if someone tries to unlock your phone, it takes a picture of them.
I actually did not know that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because I don't have Apple.
Yeah, no, I know. You'd be the bad guy in a Marvel product.
Mm.
Go ahead.
Mm. Anyway. We also get, in this episode, the karaoke scene with the sheriff and the deputy.
Reconciling.
Yep.
Yes.
Because at this point, you know, deputy has been gone. Liv has been gone for some time. But the sheriff, and I, you know, because I just keep calling him sheriff. I forget his actual name. It is Mike. Sheriff Mike. There we go. When Liv left, she left all of her, like, conspiracy stuff, or all of her, not conspiracy, her, investigation stuff into the murder, into the drug stuff, like, the foot, like, just everything. Left at the sheriff's office. And Mike, like, was actually looking at it, and actually following the path, and figured out, oh, my deputy was, she was good.
Yeah. She had everything basically half figured out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he asked her to come back in the best way possible by singing karaoke. What was the song? I can't remember the
song. I was just going to ask you that, and now I can't remember. For a second, I thought it was Islands in the Stream, but that's not what it was.
I don't remember. It's not, I'm not too
important.
Worried.
Yeah.
It was fun.
Yeah.
Fun scene. And because of the murder board, I think is what Liv calls it, Mike is able to ascertain that Sam Hodges' wife, Abigail, had very good motive to kill Sam, the doctor.
Yeah, she had means and motive, because the original town doctor, Sam, died of, well, botulism, in addition to
botulism toxins,
stabbing himself in the throat.
Mm-hmm.
It got put together by Deputy Liv that the poison could be put into Sam's insulin that he needed, and then just wait for him to have a reaction to it.
Yeah. So, yeah, he goes...
And she was very sus.
Oh, from the get-go.
She was super sus. She was like, yeah, I just need to make sure that it's a homicide on this so that I get the insurance money.
Yeah.
Are we clear?
Yeah. That was to the that, to Harry.
Why would you
like,
say
the
that?
First or second
yeah.
episode.
Yeah.
And then it gets revealed at some point that she was kind of having an affair. She, especially since she had already moved on pretty quick and was already dating some other guy. So it's she had the means of everything, and yeah, so Mike arrests her, you know, middle of the day as she's cutting somebody's hair, as you know, as a beautician, because make a point.
Yeah.
So by the end of the episode, Darcy, who is very confused as to why Astra is lying to her, ends up going to Harry's cabin, sees it's all locked up, finds a way into the basement, I think through like an unlocked window, open window or something, and ends up breaking into the meat locker chest that Harry had locked up episodes ago, and finds frozen dead Harry.
Yep. Dun dun.
So, the final episode.
Woo! That was a doozy of an episode.
The opening flashback.
Okay. This cold open was problematic.
Okay, go ahead.
So, we find out how the botulinum got into the insulin.
Mm-hmm.
Harry did it.
Yeah. The real Harry.
When we were watching this, we paused it for a second. We were like, which Harry is this? Alien Harry killed him? What? No.
Yeah.
No. Regular ass human Harry killed this doctor.
Yeah, because once he does all that, he comes back home and
takes
he's sitting
a nap.
There, takes a nap. And that's when Alien Harry bursts in.
What?
It's like.
So now I want to know, how many other people has this guy killed, right? What was he doing back on, you know, in his old home with Isabella on the other side of the country? Like, what?
Man, that's a good.
What?
Maybe he was getting found out and he ran away to here to,
What?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know.
So he's dead now, so it's fine.
So yeah, it's one of those things where, yeah, he dies in the very beginning and you're like, oh, well, that sucks. But then you see, oh no, he definitely deserves that. It's like you definitely get mixed feelings.
Yeah. Yeah.
So this episode, you know, so it starts out with that. We get immediately after that, we get Darcy having the sheriffs come out and the sheriff and deputy come out and is trying to say, hey, Harry's dead, frozen in, you know, this meat locker, as Harry opens the door.
Right.
And so it kind of spirals into a...
Oh, Darcy's just drunk again.
Yep, and crazy. He actually had to move the body, because if he didn't, probably would have been found out.
Yes.
So that becomes just a quick point where Darcy gets carted away, handcuffed away. But we also see, at this point, Deputy finding the boot to the foot.
Yes.
And she's still trying to, like... She's still trying to put the pieces together. Like, it's still just kind of, I don't know.
It's just not clicking yet. But when she goes and asks Asta for the foot, Asta's like, with the new perspective of what Harry actually is, and having now seen Harry's feet grow.
Well, not only that, but the one foot, they made a point to show it when his leg was growing back, had a mole on it.
Right. And so does the foot in the freezer at the clinic that got found all those episodes ago.
Yep. Episode 1. Dun-dun-dun. 3. So it starts to... Asta's like, I don't... Wait. Huh? Like, she's starting to piece it together. Because when they were in the cave, or in the glacier, she had asked Harry what happened to the original Harry. And he's like, I don't know. He was
gone when I got here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because Harry lies.
I mean, just a little bit. And so now Harry's got his device. It's all fixed. He's getting ready to press the button. And then he's like, well,
I'm
hungry.
I'm a little hungry.
So he goes off to this like festival fair thing that's going on and gets a ton of pizza. Like,
as one does.
Look, I'm not going to. I'm
supporting
Italian.
Local business.
Yeah, I'm not going to.
You're sort of Italian.
I'm Italian enough to I love pizza. Don't roll your eyes at me. Love you.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, he's prolonging what he needs to do.
Yeah.
I think at one point the faux Harry, his imaginary Harry, like, is yelling at him, like, "Oh, you can't do this, blah blah blah.
Just finish it.
You can't do that."
And we get him, get our Harry taking the device and like isolating it.
Right.
To get rid of
one organic being.
And he gets rid of the frozen Harry.
Yeah.
The original Harry.
Yeah. Well, he gets rid of, that's how he disposes of the body.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So it's just like, oh, okay. Interesting. I think I just assumed he hits the button, everything just dies.
Sure.
Or at least like a countdown or something.
It's alien technology. It's much more sophisticated than that.
Yeah, yeah. We definitely don't, we can't think of.
We don't have that
the
yet.
Way. So, this all going on, Max realizes that Lisa and David are not good people because
right.
he sees the video. And then this scene of how they're going to track them.
Yeah.
Sahar pretends like she got hit by the RV that they're in and ends up taping
Max's mom's phone.
Phone to
it. To
the bottom of it.
Yeah.
Like, that's fucking brilliant. I love it. But they're trying to track it, and it turns out that the RV is right across the street. And that's not good. Because they're actually in the house.
Yeah.
So.
This was scary.
It was kind of creepy.
By the way, like, Kate goes off to start working out. She's got her headphones in. The psychopath and the good military guy, they come in and they try to get the kids to tell them where Harry is.
Yeah.
And then.
When Kate comes down.
Like, they attack her. Yeah. They lock her into a broom closet or something. Like, yep. It was intense.
While this is all happening, Ben, the mayor, ends up talking to Darcy because, you know, Darcy is a little drunk. She's depressed. Like,
she's bummed out that Asta's not really talking to her and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then they're talking a little bit, and apparently she misinterpreted the signals.
Yeah.
And goes in and kisses Ben, and he's like, whoa, hold on. What's going on? And
I was so worried. I was so worried they were going to start having an affair.
I was too.
I'm so glad they didn't.
I really was too.
Yeah. Because Ben leaves there, goes home, sees what's happening in his home, and then, like, he breaks his wife out of whatever broom closet or whatever she's trapped in. They whoop ass.
I think she breaks out herself because as that's happening, he has got, like, this lamppost and clocks Lisa over top of the head with that.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, they're just attacking both Lisa and David until they go out. Ben had called the sheriff, and they were on their way, and he had told Ben not to go in.
He went in.
It's his family. I don't blame him.
Yes, absolutely.
And after they do all that and everybody is safe,
it arouses some feelings in them, and that's fine.
Yeah,
that's
no,
healthy.
Well, especially because the entire season, it seemed like they loved each other, but they weren't on like the same page.
They were struggling with their relationship
yeah,
a little
every
bit.
Every time
yeah.
Ben would do something, it
Ben,
irritated
Ben, Ben would try to like present very masculine out of nowhere all of a sudden, and like in the like toxic fashion of like just taking charge and telling your woman what she's going to do. And that's just not Ben. Ben loves Kate, wants to support Kate. Kate loves Ben, wants to support Ben. That's just not the dynamic of their relationship, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
They're partners.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's also a metaphor for me and Joe.
Yes. So that's all happening. We got another part, which we totally forgot. I brought up, you can put it on, it's fine. forgot to bring up Jimmy throughout the whole entire season. Like episode one, Jimmy is Asta's ex-husband, Jay's dad.
He's a jerk.
He's a asshole. Well, episode one, Jimmy and Asta have like an argument that Harry kind of sees and intervenes by almost choking him to death.
That's fine.
Which is fun. Asta confronts Jimmy because she figures out that he's the one that took the pads, the drug pads, prescription pads. And then we finally see Jay asking about her dad and confronting Jimmy. And I like this scene because Darcy, like, pulls off the parking brake of his truck.
Yeah, let it roll downhill. Yeah,
as Jay's just like, I don't want you to touch Asta. I don't want to see you ever again. Like, get out of my life.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, the truck goes rolling into traffic down at the bottom of the hill.
I also thought that truck was going to hit a car going through the intersection and, like, vehicular manslaughter style.
I mean, it might have. We don't know. But, yeah, they have to dip real quick. Let's see here.
No, I was going to say, let's wrap it up with that alien tech.
Well, before we get there, we got Lisa and David, who were able to get a description from Max as this guy in a white coat, or this alien in a white coat. So they go and kidnap...
New Doctor,
Ethan, thinking he's an alien, which I... Again, he still may be. He's too perfect.
Yeah.
And then they present him to General McAllister. While that's happening, Harry's like, all right, well, I got everything I need to go. I need to do. I'm going back to my ship. And he crashes into the hangar that is holds his ship and hops on there. Military guys are all around. And he uses his alien tech to just
pew,
wipe them out.
Pew. Pew,
one
pew.
At a time.
Pew, pew, pew.
Until they bring out Asta and Max and are basically holding them hostage. And so he comes out and... I mean, he wrecks house.
He
kills them all again.
He's an alien with superior technology.
Well, and he, you know, he's already his device. The hour is coming up. Like, he's only got, like, maybe... 5 minutes left before it's going to destroy all humans on the planet.
And that is an important distinction. I feel like at one point we see the device used in theory. And it only destroys humans. It does not destroy dogs.
Yeah.
And I just feel like that's very important for everyone to know.
But this Asta and Hera have a conversation. And by this point, once she confronts him earlier that you lied to me about killing the real Harry, she's like, I don't want to ever talk to you again. This is like, you are my friend, and I am sorry that I said those things to you. And this convinces Harry to be like, all right, well, I'm not going to destroy the world because you are my friend. So he hops in his ship and leaves, and he throws the device out.
Drops it off by the moon. Right by the moon. Yeah. Which I really thought that was going to explode the moon for some reason. I don't know.
That's fair enough. Yeah. And he's like, all right, cool. Well, I'll come back to Earth at some other point in time.
Yeah. Turns around until, in his chair.
Until Max is like, so you got to take me back home? This show...
It was so fun.
I love the show.
It got
renewed for a second season. I'm really happy for that. Because there's a lot left open. Yeah. I want to see what happens. This is also a show that got... I think I told you at some point, like last week... it got hit by the pandemic. It was a product of that.
Mm-hmm.
It was supposed to premiere in October of 2020, but I think they needed a little extra time on those last couple episodes.
Yeah.
And you can kind of tell.
You can tell because, like, there's the bar and there's the diner. And in the beginning of the season, there's always background characters everywhere,
mm-hmm.
right? And then at the end of the season in the diner, there's like a couple sitting at the way, way, way back booth, like in the far, far, far background, not anywhere near anybody else. And like principal characters, there's like four max in a scene. And now that I know what to look for when it comes to like pandemic shooting... I see it.
Yeah, yes.
I see it in Riverdale. We saw it in WandaVision.
Oh, I saw it in Batman or in
Snyder
in
Cut.
The Snyder Cut.
Yeah, like
in that last scene that they filmed.
It
you cannot.
It's making a difference now.
You cannot not recognize it.
Yeah.
And then, like, you look back at other things, old stuff, and it's like, oh wow.
Oh God, thinking about all like the teen movies that we watched that had giant raging house parties with 100 people in the living room, I get anxious looking.
Yeah.
At it. Even like some of the Winter Soldier stuff that we're watching right now, where there's like people at that funeral and like just background characters everywhere and people traveling and flying everywhere. Simo, why do you have a jet? Oh my God.
Cause he's a Baron. That's why.
Let's not talk about him. But yeah, like I notice it. I see it.
Yeah. And we won't be able to get away from that. We won't be able to distinguish that for a while. Yeah. But this show, it was fun.
Yeah.
It was on Sci-Fi. It aired on Sci-Fi. I didn't say that earlier. Totally forgot.
Is it available for streaming now?
So it is on Peacock.
Gross.
But I can't. Let me double check that real quick. I mean, you can watch it on demand, I believe, still on if you have cable.
Okay.
But I think, yeah, it's available on Peacock, but you have to have premium at the moment.
Gross.
Which kind of sucks. But if you do, I mean, it's also only like $5 a month. Like, it's not expensive. I'm not saying I'm ever going to get premium on Peacock, but...
My child did ask me for Peacock the other day because she wants to watch The Office.
Well, yeah.
I told her no because... One, The Office is dumb. And two, she literally only wants to watch the one episode where they just yell parkour a lot.
Parkour. That's because of the commercials.
It's because of the commercials. But I'm just like, go to YouTube, enter in the search bar, The Office, parkour. And I'll help you spell parkour. You can just watch that clip. Just watch that clip. That's all you want to watch. You don't need a Peacock. You don't need to watch The Office. Get out of here. I love her so much, though.
So if you guys have Peacock Premium, you can watch it on there. Again, if you have cable,
gross. I mean,
that's how we watched it. Because your mom still pays for cable.
Yeah.
And so it might be on demand. I haven't gone back to look. So those are two avenues to check it out on. But yeah, this was a fun show.
Yeah.
And I'm looking forward to whether the second season happens. Yeah. So, wrap up this episode. Thank you guys for listening. The music was done by Cam from Rick My Podcast, also one half of the Sex Turtles. We have shirts on Redbubble and TeePublic. Go check those out. You want to rate and review us? You can on iTunes, or I'm sorry, Apple Podcasts. We will read them on an episode if you guys review us. You can find us on Twitter at Comic Rundown, on Instagram at Comic Book Rundown, or you guys can send us emails to comicbookrundown@gmail.com. Emily, thank you for coming on here and talk about Resident Alien with me.
Hey, bye everybody.